We call this our online segment, and we're joined by two veterans of the beat, Tom Rock of Newsday and Art Stapleton of The Record. So the big question here is, potential trap game for the Giants, having won four in a row against a Bears team that's off to their worst start since 2002.
There's a big difference between a must-win game and a should-win game. And this is really the first time the Giants are facing a should-win game, because they've got the success now. They've learned how to win. They've learned how to close out these games. Now they have to learn how to deal with that success and move forward and conquer these teams, the next two coming up in particular, that they should be able to wipe the floor with.
Yeah, this is the position you want to be in. I mean, you have six wins by a combined 21 points. You go into two games now where you expect to kind of give yourself a little cushion. I mean, play with prosperity. Ben McAdoo said it's on him to make sure this team is focused. And I think for the first time this season, you could look at Ben McAdoo, his consistency. If he keeps that same approach, the players should get in line right behind him, and I think that works to their benefit.
He's walking around like one of those super fans on the SNL skit talking about the Bears and how great they are and how they're going to beat everybody. Listen, the fact is that they're 2-8 for a reason. They may have some good players, but the Giants should be able to win this game.
You know, that stat that I gave, though, and you mentioned it as well, that they've won these games by a total of 21 points. Is that a good selling point for him to make sure they don't get ahead of themselves this week? It's not as if the Giants are rolling people every week. Their margin is so slim, and if they continue to teeter on that edge, they could lose a game like this.
That's a really good point, because there have been games where they've come really close to losing it. Even you look at that Dallas game, the first one, if that guy goes out of bounds, that the whole division is a very much a bigger gap between the top and the second place. So, I think the Giants recognize that they need to make a statement. They've gotten some wins, but it would be nice if they could come out and really put somebody away at halftime and move forward.
What a steal the trade looks like now when the Giants moved up to take Landon Collins in the second round with the first pick in the second round. He's been down in, down out, their best defensive player consistently. He's the first player since Jason Sehorn in 96 to lead the team, to have 4-plus interceptions and 3-plus sacks in a season. Can this guy be the defensive MVP for this team this year?
I think he's in the conversation for defensive player of the year for the league right now. I think there's a couple of guys you look around. Von Miller obviously is probably the favorite, but I think Landon Collins is putting himself in this conversation for not only a Pro Bowl, possibly All Pro. But talking about the defensive player of the year, he actually had a down week this week. He only had one interception and didn't win any awards. So he's got to pick up the slack.
You know, one of Ben McAdoo's lines this week that I think he was pretty proud of was the idea of rookies are like the Dow. You know, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. The way it was handled with Collins last year, you know, over 1,000 snaps, started all 16 games. He took his lumps. The three safeties he played with last year are no longer in the league. Now he comes into this year, and they're benefiting from kind of the experience he had last year.
Let's get your predictions for this weekend.
Ditka. No.
The Bears.
1956 championship game. The Giants won by 40-something points. I don't think it's going to be that quite of a steamrolling, but I think the Giants will win pretty easily, 35-21.
Yeah, I think the Giants will win, too. I think they'll get to that point. I think I saw Dan Salamone with a stat. First five-game winning streak in the regular season for the Giants since 2010. I think they get there. 34-17 Giants.
Wow, pop for Dan Salamone, Giants.com. Good stuff. Tom Rock of Newsday, Art Stapleton of The Record.